Can't think of a better guy to bring on right now than Sean Shapiro. Does fantastic work covering the Dallas Stars for The Athletic. Sean, we appreciate you taking some time tonight to talk to us.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Doing good. All right, so I'm going to dive right into the story that you dropped this morning on Ben Bishop. And the thing that really kind of caught my attention was the fact that Ben Bishop was quite the goal scorer. And I know in my time in covering the team this year and talking to you, I've gotten to understand that the way Bishop handles the puck and stuff is pretty unique. Just how invaluable was that experience, do you think, just to his development overall as a goalie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he was 5-6 years old when it happened, but I think there's one of the great things about Ben Bishop, and it's not just how well he handles the puck, it's his hockey sense and how well he understands the game and reads situations and understands what his defensemen want to do and what opponents are trying to do. And I think a lot of that goes back to going just to really diving deep into the game at a young age. And for him, that started with he was playing forward. He was one of the biggest kids out there. He was always a really tall kid. And then that just really set roots and really planted the seed for him to kind of have a better understanding of the game. Whether it's helping him directly helping right now, maybe, but it definitely was kind of that the snowball that started to roll into everything.
When Bishop was traded here, when he got to Dallas, did you expect him to have this kind of at any point in his tenure in Dallas to have this kind of a season?
No. I mean, I expected him to be good. But he was his performance this season is the best hockey he's played in his career, and he is playing at a level right now that is it's tops in the NHL. I expected when the Stars got him for him to be good and for him to be a stabilizer. I did not expect him to be as elite as he's been.
Ben Bishop is up for the Vezina. We'll see if he wins that or not. But one guy that got snubbed for award was Miro Heiskanen, and he's playing against a guy in Jordan Binnington who is up for that award. How big of a snub was Miro Heiskanen? If you had to take one guy off that list, who would you take off to put Miro on?
Well, Heiskanen was a huge snub. He should have been a awards finalist. He was. If anyone watched him all season, it'd be pretty clear for what he did all year. And I actually had Heiskanen second on my ballot when I voted for the Calder. Elias Pettersson from Vancouver is rightfully so going to win it. He's the Canucks rookie forward he was that good. I think Heiskanen will be the longer player in the long run, but as far as this season, Pettersson should have will deservedly win the award. But you have Binnington and Rasmus Dahlin, who are the other two finalists, and I have no problem with Binnington being a finalist. I had him third on my ballot. The comparison here is Rasmus Dahlin, who good teenage defenseman for the Buffalo Sabres, number one overall pick last year. He's going to be a really great player, but when you compare him and Heiskanen side by side, if you watch them and you look at every watch how many more minutes Heiskanen plays playoffs, while Dahlin played less, he didn't make the playoffs. To me, that's where this snub really happened. Where it should have been Pettersson, Heiskanen, and Binnington. The fact Dahlin is in there is really a side effect of him playing in the Eastern Conference and his name having been a first overall draft pick.
Talking to Sean Shapiro of The Athletic here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Speaking of Binnington, if we want to get into a little bit of the action from that game last night, what was the hostility from him skating off the ice with that slash with the stick? What was that all about?
Well, Binnington's a guy who he's always had this, there's been this very stoic nature about him that's really defined his NHL career so far. Now his NHL career consists of 34 regular season games, I believe, and just this playoff series. But he's a guy who's always been, he's a fiery competitor and a guy who, if you get to him, he's gonna crack a little bit. And he's shown that in the past. He actually, when he was in the AHL earlier this year, he got into when he was playing for San Antonio Rampage for the Blues AHL team. He got into something with the Texas Stars. He's done it twice in the AHL before that. So it's basically, it kind of came down to the Stars finally broke through and broke through that demeanor that had really dominated his play. And Jamie Benn obviously gets some credit for going in there and riling things up even further. But for what he did with what he did to go slash the other goalie while he's leaving the ice is, it's a classless move, really, and it's something that you take a look at it, and it also shows how much the Stars have gotten to him, and it's going to be fascinating to see what happens when we head into Game 5 tomorrow night.
And how much, now that, you know, kind of the emotion is taken out, obviously at the time it looked like the slash that Bishop took to his back at the time, it was like a gunshot to the back, it seemed like, and everybody was outraged. Now that everything is settled, now that he's talked about it a little bit, how serious was that slash against him?
Well, I mean, did he go down maybe a little bit faster than he could have? Maybe, but I think the one thing people don't understand is goalies have no protection on their back. That's the thing that I don't think a lot of people understand. You think, like, oh, here's this guy who's all padded up and taking a slash. And I mean, there is no protection on the back, basically. It's just like a catcher in baseball. It's like a baseball catcher's not going to turn around and take a baseball off the back. So it's just like that. So there is prime area to damage, and that's a bad play by David Perron. That's a two-handed slash to the back of the goalie, and the fact that was not called is kind of miraculous, because they were calling some tighter earlier in the game, and then that just kind of opened the door for everything to get out of hand. It's something that won't be forgotten. I don't know what that means, but I know it's something that won't be forgotten, and something that the Stars certainly will be keeping in mind. And I know there'll definitely be some conversations with the referees who are working that game, because that's something that you can't allow in the game. You can't allow the two-handed slash to any player to the back. Nonetheless, a goaltender who really is just playing the puck and trying to play and has the right to that ice, you can't do that.
Again, we're talking to Sean Shapiro, for my money, the best beat writer in the NHL, my colleague at The Athletic. Sean, before we go, all the top seeds, all the top teams are out in the NHL playoffs. If the Stars get past the Blues, which the Blues have been the hottest team in the second half of this season, do we start planning the parade? What happens then?
No parade planning. You don't plan parades.
Don't put that evil on this team right now. Don't put that evil on them.
You don't plan parades. Because even if they win this round, you still have to win eight more games. You're only halfway there to what is the ultimate goal, obviously. However, if they get past the Blues, they're in a good spot. They're in a good spot right now. They play defense at an extremely high level. They have a goaltender that can take them there. They have a goaltender that's been to the final. The Stars are in a good spot. Would I label them a favorite? No. But I also have a hard time picking out who the favorite is even right now. So the Stars are in a good spot to be playing late into this playoff run if they get past St. Louis, and I'll put it at that.
Hey, Sean, we really appreciate you taking some time. Know that you're right in the middle of travel, so we wish you well. Continued success with your coverage. Really enjoying reading it, and safe travels.
Yep, anytime, guys. You have a good one.